with personnel from Baxter Regional Medical Center. Barney Leary, Vice President, Business Development and Executive Director of Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation. Stephanie Free, the Infection Preventionist. Gerald Cantrell, Director of Ambulance Services. And Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing, joining us this morning. And Barney, let's start with you this morning. Can you give us an update on any changes Baxter Regional has made since we last spoke with you guys on Friday?
Yes, Brad, and thank you for getting us this opportunity again this morning. You know, we've been closely monitoring this virus in Arkansas, and we feel like that we need to take some additional safety precautions. And while right now there are no confirmed exposures for any of the Baxter Regional patients or employees, we feel like these elevated precautions need to be amended with the health and safety of our patients and our employees as our top concern. First of all, one amendment we're making immediately today that all non-essential visitors at Baxter Regional Medical Center are suspended from entering the facility. We're limiting one visitor per patient per day, age 18 or older, and that will be designated by the patient until further notice. And this is for our own safety, and visitors are really strongly discouraged to come at this time. Another change that we're having is that all non-essential invasive interventional pain management procedures will be suspended at this point at our pain clinic. These visits in the clinic will continue via telemedicine, phone, or in-clinic visits are as needed. So all those visits at the interventional pain center will be suspended at this point in time, only through telemedicine, and we will do any in-clinic visits if they are needed. We're doing some things at telemedicine. Tobias, why don't you share what we're doing in telemedicine?
Yeah, Barton, thank you. Yeah, the telemedicine team has been extremely hard at work, and it's exciting. They've been working to create this functionality for our Baxter Regional Clinics and the specialty clinics to utilize the ECW patient portal as a tool for the provider to be able to do a provider-to-patient visit from their office to the patient's home. So you can imagine what that's going to do for our community as these patients can actually be able to see that physician from their home. So we're going to be piloting that this week with our Baxter Regional Family Clinic on Market. And so the patients that are patients of the Baxter Regional Family Clinic on Market, they can call Dr. John Leslie, Dr. Ben Stevens, Dr. Brittany Frisbee, or Amanda Whitaker, APRN, at 508-870-508-7600.
Okay. Gerald, we've had, of course, a lot of questions the last week or so on Facebook. Can you talk about BRMC ambulance leadership and how you're responding and how you're working with local fire departments as well?
Sure. Good morning, Brent. So one of the things we did early on as we began the process of looking at this event, we do a lot of training for our dispatchers at the hospital. Of course, our dispatch folks are one of our first lines of contact with most of our patients. So we did pretty extensive training with them and asked them to actually stand up a set of protocols to identify if patients having breathing problems or if they have what we would call a sick unknown event where they have a complaint but it's not really very specific, then we've asked them to actually look at that as a high index patient that might require our ambulance crews to take some additional steps and wear personal protective equipment. So they would notify, as they get that information from the caller, they would notify the ambulance crew that they might want to take PPE precautions as they are arriving on scene. The other thing that we have done in those situations, we've actually also reached back out to 911. Most of those calls would come in 911. So we reached back out to 911 and then advised them that this patient may be a high-risk patient, and currently we're advising that rescue not respond unless they have personal protective equipment for themselves. You know, we rely really heavily on our first responders in the area, and they're a great group of folks, but we want to make sure that they're protected as well. So in talking to leadership from the fire departments and stuff, we've really identified that a lot of the fire departments have limited personal protective equipment. So we've tried to limit their exposure to those events and ask them to actually stand down until the ambulance arrive. Once the ambulance arrives, then the other thing that we do is we immediately interview the patient, and if we can and the patient can tolerate the situation, We actually place a patient on the mask or a mask on the patient to limit their exposure and also our staff's exposure. The other thing that we've done in working with our medical director here at the hospital, Dr. Brad Schultz, is in a lot of instances when we arrive on scene, these patients may have complaints that may be low acuity, so we try to avoid bringing those patients in. So we'll give them some information and then have them shelter in place. So that's a lot of the steps that we've taken over the last several weeks.
Stephanie, let me get with you on this next question. We've had people in Fulton County that want to know where they can get tested since there's nothing in their area.
Okay, so due to limited testing ability at this time, only those who meet certain criteria are getting tested. However, anyone can call our BRMC COVID-19 hotline for screening, guidance, and education at 870-508-7001. We are encouraging those who are mildly ill to just stay at home. You will not be able to be tested at this time.
Stephanie, we're hearing a lot on the national news about PPE, the personal protective equipment. Where are you as far as that's concerned at BRMC?
We currently have what we need. However, we are seeing issues with getting any additional supplies. The Arkansas Department of Health has issued guidelines for reuse of essential PPE, and we are implementing those practices to help conserve what we do have. We also have some reusable gowns we will start using in some of areas within the facility. Also, when the judge issued the proclamation on Friday, it helped open up additional resources that we are working with the county on this.
State able to help you much right now with resources and supplies?
Well, I know the governor yesterday said that whatever they requested, they were able to only get about 25% of that, so that we may start seeing some issues there. But like I said, we're working closely with the county and staying updated with the governor calls to see what we can get.
Let's get an update, too, on how many tests have been sent off from Baxter Regional and what the results are so far.
As of right now, we have sent off 13 tests and have received back 2 negatives of those 13.
And have they given you indication as far as time frame on these others?
The ones that we have sent out to our private labs, every day when we contact them, it seems like it's getting extended another couple of days. They are so backlogged. But any that we're sending off to Arkansas Department of Health, they have increased their capacity for testing, and we're hoping to get those back within a day or two.
Okay. Guys, anything else we need to talk about this morning?
Brandon, this is Barney. I just want to say thank you, special thank you to Judge Mickey Pendergrass and Superintendent Jake Long, and they've just done a great job of partnering with us and helping us through these issues that we have. Also, our team, and Ron couldn't be here. He's in a physician meeting this morning. Our CEO has done a great job of leadership for us, but our physicians and nursing staff and all of our staff members have really stepped up to the plate, working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to get us prepared for what we will see some patients here at Baxter Regional Medical Center. I get these questions all the time. What can we do as a community? The community needs to stay at home. Unless it's just essential that you get out, please stay in at home. And then if you have questions, call our hotline, 870-508-7001. We'd be glad to help you answer any questions you have. But stay at home if you can. We'll work through this as a community. You've been doing great. And we're just thankful that our community has supported us in this initiative.
All right. Guys, great information once again this morning. We appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Brad. Thank you, Brad.
All right. Thank you again, Barney Larry, this morning, VP of Business Development and Executive Director, Baxter Regional Hospital Foundation. Stephanie Free, the infection preventionist at BRMC, Director of Ambulance Services, Gerald Cantrell, and Tobias Pugsley, Director of Marketing.